This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean, good one. The Eagles. Let it breathe for a minute.
Raven hair and ruby lips. Sparks fly from her fingertips.
Joins and Shyam is taking requests on the DMs. Am I right about that, Shyam? Or yep. Text line or in Twitch or YouTube chat? Correct?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Twitter is Shyam Time, Instagram Shyam Time 12.
Okay,
he needs all the help he can get.
Thank you, Ken. Happy Halloween. And your lead this morning, Shyam?
Yeah, my lead this morning is a Boston Bruins-related lead. We've seen Jim Montgomery mix up the lines a little bit over the last couple weeks here, trying to find something with this team. Well, he did it again yesterday. At practice, he threw his lines in an absolute blender. That fourth line that was working so well, he basically took each one of them and put them on a separate line. So Beecher was playing with Zacha and Pasta yesterday. Kastelic was with Marchand and Lindholm. Frederick, Patra, and Brad. And then Jones, Coyle, and Koepke. So Coyle was all the way down on the fourth line in practice yesterday. So I'm really curious to see. The Bruins have a game in Carolina tonight. I'm really curious to kind of see if these are the lines we're going to get in the game. If Jim Montgomery is going to get this drastic this early. It feels panicky. Yeah. I feel like he's not giving some of these guys enough time to develop any chemistry with other guys. Like, I mean, Lindholm is new
and Pasta,
here.
It seems like the narrative is that Lindholm and Pasta can't put it together.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I guess I don't understand why. I mean, Lindholm's a really good player. I think they should be able to figure something out. Maybe it's just a matter of time. Maybe you shouldn't just keep separating them unless, I guess, they dislike each other, which I would find hard to believe. They've been together for like a month and a half. So, I feel like this is a little bit panicky from Jim Montgomery, and so I'm very curious to see how it goes. It could be, Greg, pretty spooky tonight down in Carolina.
That's a major problem when the guy that you went out and got in free agency, the sentiment doesn't really mesh with your best offensive play.
Correct, yeah. Well, you brought it up yesterday. This team sits in last place currently. Is that where they should be talent-wise, or should they? The talent's better, correct?
Well, yeah.
Do we all agree with that?
Yes. Because remember the question I asked: are they talented enough?
I think they are. They are talented enough, aren't they? So then, in the NHL, really, it ends up being the coach that's the issue. If you have talent, I just think that
you're not getting the best out of that talent. You're not putting that talent. Like hockey is such a unique sport because it is about line chemistry. Ray, and I think this would be a great question to ask Milbury. What goes into like the line chemistry? You know, because you think Pasta's a great player, Lindholm's a really good player. It should just work out.
And that was the issue with Cassidy at the very end. And we heard it from Krejci, who was pissed that he couldn't be on the same line as Pasta, and he wanted to be with him all the time.
Pasta was pissed too.
Yeah, so like that's what ends up getting a coach fired.
Yeah. All right, well, we will talk with Mike Milbury about these and other things at 9 this morning on a Bruins Thursday. Thank you, Shyam. Are you going as the lifeguard, or do you want to be introduced as the lifeguard or Curtis? I don't know how to do that.
Well, I am certainly not Curtis, but whatever title you wish to give me, Greg, works for me.
Okay. All right, it's Halloween. Curtis is dressed as our boss.
Oh, isn't it such a wonderful day? We don't have to listen to that asshat Curtis drone on and on about how Bill is to blame for every issue in New England.
I noticed earlier that you had a bandana on your head.
I have it underneath here, but this is what I used to do, and I can't get out of character. let me just say this very succinctly. Bill Belichick is far more likely to be on an NFL sideline as an head coach this next fall than that Dullard Curtis is going to be employed by Odyssey.
Okay.
Bill Belichick did more in one day than Curtis has done to ruin this program in 5 years. Tom Brady gets replaced by a karate instructor, and Curtis still thinks he's God's gift. God, does he suck. Would it kill the guy to smile once in a while?
I didn't realize, Ken, that you felt this way about Chris Curtis.
Oh, he is just the worst. And then Saturdays, he shows up all out of, bent out of shape. I just want to have fun. You know, the guy's got less friends than Trump. He's just an idiot. Speaking of which, can we get some balance back on the show? It's fascist in the morning. I thought we canceled that. God in heaven.
Yes, okay.
Wow. Well,
thank you, Greg. You're Ken. Doing great. Stay on that clock whenever you want.
Thank you, Ken. Great lead.
Great lead.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sure a lot of people have already seen this, but I wanted to bring the attention if you haven't. Back a month or so ago, a little over a month ago, the Greg Hill Foundation raised money for Detective Scott Conley from Chelsea and did a great job in doing so to support his wife and his four children. Just 7 months later, his wife has lost her battle with leukemia, Elaine Walsh Conley. And so that leaves four children without a mom and dad within 7 months. Crazy, terrible, terrible story. There is a GoFundMe. I'm posting it in Twitch on my Twitter account. So if you feel the need, Greg always says it, the most generous listeners, you've helped this family once, but now these kids face the unimaginable for children. So
right. That's just awful.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot on social media. I know Greg, Aaron, who works for the foundation, does an incredible job for the Greg Hill Foundation, have all talked about it. There's already a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to bring awareness if you haven't heard this story yet, because people were so touched by Detective Scott Conley just 7 months ago.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to coach with him. Our boys both play football together, his two twin boys, Aiden and Max. They're the same age as my youngest son, Jaden. His wife was an amazing woman. They got, two younger daughters. And so, this is just an awful, awful talk about getting dealt a horrible, horrible hand. So, he was a great guy. And
so
then
they lose their dad.
Yes.
And then so close, they lose their mom.
Yeah.
And
she was sick. She'd been battling with the leukemia for a while. And she was even sick when I saw her at Scott's wake. It's just like, all you were doing is praying and hoping, because Scott, obviously passing came out of nowhere, like no one saw it coming, and then all you're doing is praying and hoping as she's dealing with something that she's able to get through it, because there's four kids that are there. And so it's whatever you can do to help out. They're great guy, great woman, so great kids, and so it's just it's very touching. Life is precious, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Help if you can. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get to Wiggy's lead into my lead. So I am absolutely perplexed by Americans and what they choose when it comes to – when were we talking about sandwiches? Was that last week on this show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what is the intricate – requirements?
Yeah, it was last Friday.
Yeah, what's the most important piece?
It was because why?
Because Costos weighed in because he called Courtney uncultured.
Yeah. Right.
Great segment.
So. Sunday is National Sandwich Day, and the way America feels about sandwiches is bizarre to me. So I'll get to that during my lead. We'll get to Wiggy's lead right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. And Joe Mazzulla talked about what he can take away from this game.
And it wasn't our best night. I thought we missed a ton of layups. I thought we had some rebounds with two hands that we didn't get, that we tapped out. So we just didn't play our best, and Indiana played great. But there's two things, right? You could focus on that, or you could focus on the fact that we just stayed in it.
All right. 81 and 1 on the table.
There we go.
That's who we're going for now. Just one loss.
Yep.
The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. tonight. And some sad news for New York fans. The Dodgers take the World Series Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. And Freddie Freeman won the MVP after breaking records for homering in the first four games and then matching a Fall Classic mark with 12 RBI.
How many people in New York do you think in the third inning, we're booking flights to L.A. for Game 6.
Yep.
I'm sure there's got to be hundreds of people that did. Did you think the Yankees were coming back? I mean, that the Dodgers were coming back in that game?
No. They're just a better baseball team. And, credit to Major League Baseball for stepping in and basically telling the Yankees that you can't have those two idiots in the ballpark last night because they were going to let them back in.
Yeah.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees had no issue with it, but Major League Baseball said, wait a second, you assaulted Mookie Betts, and you're not allowed to go to Game 5, so good on Major League Baseball.
Yep. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Texans at Jets, kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. You'll be able to hear Shime, correct?
That's correct. Leading right up to Thursday Night Football, it'll be me and John Lyons, 6 to 7:30 tonight.
Love it. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. This makeup, I'll tell you right now, my face is so tight right now. It's like, I can feel my skin contracting every time I open my mouth.
Jeez. You should put that makeup into that app you use.
No.
That's not good for her.
Yeah, my pores are going to be clogged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your pores are going to be backed up.
Yeah. I just hope it comes off for tonight so that my costume is not impacted at all by a green hue.
I don't think you'll have a green hue.
Okay, we'll see.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you did a great job dressing up, Queen.
Thank
really.
You,
Wiggy, Curtis, everybody killed it.
Best costume goes to Greg.
That is what's trending. Here is Ken Laird with your weather.
55, mostly cloudy, afternoon high 76.
At least a culmination of spooky season. Happy Halloween. And we have a couple leads left, and then we will get to They Said It. And it is a Bruins Thursday, and Mike Milbury will join us at 9. But Wiggy's dressed as Art the Clown, who I didn't know about because I'm not familiar with the Terrifier movie franchise.
That is correct.
But there are three of them.
Yes.
And you love the movies.
Yeah,
apparently.
They're like a cult classic for the, you know, the younger kids nowadays. The gore is next level.
Okay.
The plot is as dumb as it comes. It's like I said, it's like our version when we were younger of the Toxic Avenger.
Okay.
That type of movie and...
Rich and I argue about this all the time. I'm not a horror film genre person.
No, you're not.
It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
So.
I love a good horror movie.
Greg's right.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, Curtis is dressed as Ken.
Hi.
Courtney is the witch from Wicked.
Elphaba.
And Shime is There's Something Up in the Ocean.
Yeah.
I feel like you should play that drop every time we talk about it, Shime.
I wish there was something up with the rejoins.
That's an excellent, excellent costume.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
It is. All right, your lead, Wiggy.
All right, good morning. Maybe Art the Clown will come back to us at some point in time in the show. Don't really know, but let me jump into my lead really quick. And this is pretty cool. For like the great song by Tribe Called Quest, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo. That's where the young Bronny James hopefully will be headed the beginning of November to the G League. He scored his first bucket against the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Mm-hmm. The experiment has been good while it lasted, but it's now time to get that young brother down to the G League and let him start to really, you know, earn his stripes because he didn't really play that much in college. So to kind of see like if he could swim in the NBA, if he could really, really make it and, you know, go down there, build your game up rather than just sit at the end of the bench and hold it down.
You're okay with this? Isn't this whole entire thing making a mockery of the National Basketball Association?
No, because
like a dude wanted to play with his son.
Yeah.
So he could be have an additional footnote historically to his career. And now they got it's done. They forced him. They figured a way to force the ball to him to get him, and he was able to get the actual basketball in the basket.
Yeah.
And so now he goes back where he should have been the whole entire time.
Well, I mean, it was getting your minutes at that point. Like, I mean, when he scored,
he was getting double 0 minutes.
Yeah. So,
but again, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I think it happens in a lot of sports.
A lot of people say, "Oh, I'm fine with it. I think it's cute."
Yeah, it's good while
I just I don't know a dad that wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It's good while
I understand dads would want to do that, but the dads are not playing in the National Basketball
Association. Well, I guess what? That's on those dads who are not good enough to be where LeBron is.
Okay,
so it was good while it lasted, and I think LeBron would probably say it's best if he goes down to the G League rather than just sit on the end of the bench. Go down there, hone your skills, because if you ultimately want to be somebody that plays in the NBA, maybe that's the route that you have to take to become a guy who, you know, gets some, you know, solid minutes or a contributor. But
nepotism exists everywhere in the NBA.
It exists.
Look at how all the teams are owned. Yeah. Like, so I don't know why you can't, like, I get it. I understand that LeBron's son is not talented enough to be where he is on his own. But just because their father's Robert Kraft, all the Kraft kids have what it takes to own an NFL team, but nobody questions that.
Yeah.
And what's a more important role on a basketball team? 10th on the bench, sorry, Greg, or owner?
Right. I mean, even with the Bucks.
Jeannie Buss. Like, we love Jeannie Buss. She seems like she does a great job. Fred DeWick makes tequila. Like, seems like a very successful businesswoman.
But she got that because of her dad, Jerry.
Yeah, right. When you get that, it's like even the Bucks with Giannis. Giannis's brother, I don't even know which one it is. All he does is sit at the end of the bench and become a cheerleader. But you could do that when your brother's Giannis.
Okay.
You know, when you have that
juice. How far are you willing to go with it? Like, let's say that Mrs. James was interested in playing in the NBA. Would that be okay?
Great question. She'd have to have some type. She'd have to have some type of talent.
Would that be okay?
If she had a little bit of talent.
He wanted to throw his wife in there for a couple games?
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad option.
Would that be okay with you?
Have you seen Savannah?
Okay. That would be okay with you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. But no, it was good while it lasted.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
This is shocking to me. Apparently, National Sandwich Day is Sunday. And America has spoken. 2,000 Americans voted their favorite sandwich. And we were talking about sandwiches last week, so I thought this was good as a follow-up.
Perfect.
Any guesses?
Their favorite sandwich.
Like a chicken cutlet?
So chicken, you would say chicken sandwich?
I would say grilled cheese. Did you say grilled cheese, Sean?
Yeah, with you.
No, that's a good one.
Curtis?
Favorite, so what, the most popular sandwich is?
Yes, the most popular sandwich of all time.
I'm going to go just basic, like ham and cheese.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, good one.
It's a good one.
Okay, I got to tell you something. The Pulse of America, it has two hands on it, and one is Shimes and one is Wiggy.
Bang.
Grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. This was shocking to me. Grilled cheese is the number one most popular sandwich in the United States of America. Now, you brought up the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That is number two. That has risen in popularity, obviously, because everybody loves a good chicken sando.
Yeah.
You brought up PB&J all the way down to number seven now.
Wow.
Hated by America, believe it or not.
Where's the BLT? Is that still a
Not even in the top ten. Turkey.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Turkey is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, you brought up ham and cheese. That's number four. Very popular.
Curtis, wrong again.
It should be the ham and Swiss, I think. You always have Swiss cheese with a ham sandwich.
Oh, I'm not a Swiss guy.
Really?
No. I don't know what it is. I'd be cheddar.
Grilled cheese kind of makes sense because you can kind of eat it whenever, and you can add so much to it. You can make it as basic as possible. Mm-hmm. But, like, have you ever been to Roxy's? Roxy's grilled cheese.
They have a food truck.
Yes. But they have a storefront very close to here, actually. And their grilled cheese, I mean, they run the gamut when it comes to ways in which they do a grilled cheese.
Well, you got to understand what this survey is. It's sandwiches. Remember, there's multiple.
Great point.
There's a different category.
Art the Clown is all over it.
Well, no, there's a different category. Like, when you think sandwich, that's what I think. But when I think real sandwich, I think of a sub.
Oh, you're saying there's sandwiches and then there's subs. Real sandwiches.
Yes.
Because people get turkey subs, people get ham subs, people get tuna subs.
This is peak Wiggy taking an idea from Greg, correcting it, and reestablishing
it. But it's like
number eight on the list. Number eight on the list is the meatball sub.
See, which it's in the wrong category.
That's true. Wiggy's right. Like, if I have an option of a grilled cheese or a meatball sub, who's choosing a grilled cheese?
Right.
Me.
Apparently America.
That's
what was shocking to me.
You know why, Greg? You understand. The sub is a really Northeast localized thing. Whether it's an Italian sub, a chicken palm, meatball, steak and cheese, it is a Northeast thing. So when you think of sandwiches in California, they're not used to subs, so they would go with grilled cheese, or down south they'd go with grilled cheese.
I think the grilled cheese sandwich is so popular because you almost always have the ingredients for it. Like, you always have bread and you always have cheese.
Good point.
I don't think you always have fresh turkey. I don't think you always have fresh ham.
Right.
I don't think you always have tuna fish.
But Curtis is right. That's a homemade thing. If you said, ooh, I feel like a sandwich, somebody's going to a sub shop. I'd rather a chicken palm over a grilled cheese any day of the week.
1,000%.
Or a steak and cheese sub over grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You know, who the hell is going out and buying a grilled cheese sandwich?
But this isn't necessarily going out and buying it. You just make it at home.
Right, but saying something's popular because you always have the ingredients are two separate things.
Right.
What would you choose to have?
What's more easily accessible, grilled cheese or a steak and cheese?
Yeah, but I grew up on, like, we used to have cold cut sandwiches all the time. Subs, we always had Spuckies laying around, so we always had cold cuts.
That's why turkey is like number two.
We always had cold cuts in the house, you know.
But would you pick a grilled cheese or like a deli sandwich?
I would pick a deli sandwich all day long.
Yeah, see, nope.
The average American eats six sandwiches. Which is a week, or just over 300 a year.
Wow.
If you can believe that.
Do you go over or under?
Probably the over on that, I would say. All right.
No, I was just going to say, it doesn't, like, Shime's logic is stupid because he's saying stuff laying around the house. And what's the number two sandwich on that list?
The chicken sandwich. You don't have chicken.
Chicken's not always just laying around the house ready.
I always have chicken in my house.
But you have to thaw it. It's not very easy.
It's not like it's not like salami in the refrigerator. It's not.
Right.
So it's just like, I think the number two is
you can also get deli chicken, by the way. That's a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think
there's multiple forms.
Right. But I don't think they, when they said the number two sandwich, I think they meant like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God. I want a grilled cheese so bad right now. It's like that. I'm craving.
You're craving it?
DoorDash it from your spot.
You need tomato soup to dip it in.
Yes.
It's that season.
I don't think Roxy's is open right now.
By the way, Wiggy, you're spot on, according to a lot of texters, that the BLT belongs in America's top 10.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
I think PB&J moved down because of the allergy thing.
Probably
why.
Can I just read the Alston from Roxy's? Grilled cheese with herbed goat cheese, fig jam, caramelized onion, and arugula. That one hits different.
That is the bougiest sandwich I've ever had.
But it's a grilled cheese.
Can you read that one more time?
It is a herbed goat cheese,
fig jam,
caramelized onions, and arugula.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Keep your fig jams at home.
Oh, that is.
See, I don't know. Like, is the grilled cheese one of those things where you can mess it up like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, having all this stuff on it.
Yeah, like this other one, hot honey bacon, grilled cheese with applewood smoked bacon and Mike's hot honey.
Now that I'm in on.
All right, that I could be in on too.
Yeah, so.
I don't know about the first one.
Also, when did everybody start putting hot honey on every single
thing? It's so good, Greg.
It's just honey.
I love it on pizza.
No, it's not. It's got a nice spice to it.
Yeah. People ruin a pepperoni pizza by putting
hot honey pepperoni is dynamite.
Oh,
how dare
come on.
You?
I'm with Greg. Good point.
Thank you, Ken. You and I seem to agree about a lot of things, Ken Laird.
Well, you know.
I really appreciate it.
When you know, you know.
All right. Let's get to this.
Thank you.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's start with Coach Joe Mazzulla. The Celtics lost last night in overtime. They fought back. They came close, but unfortunately fell in overtime to the Indiana Pacers. Joe Mazzulla talked about how they were basically just kind of a step behind most of the game and what he saw there down the stretch.
I think for most of the game, we were half a step behind. They got us, but we picked it up. But some of them were unlucky. I mean, I know Sam had a couple of them, but for the most part, they just beat us. They beat us to them tonight. It was stayed between, like, 18 and 15, and I kept thinking about the Sixers game last year at the Sixers when we had the exact same situation where we missed a need at the end of regulation, and I was just like, you know, we got this. And so I think it just shows the character of the guys that I knew whoever we put out there, we had a chance to win, and we kept it there. We chipped away, and some guys made big-time plays. Mimi, Derek, Peyton, Jalen, Jason, everybody just made big-time plays.
I mean, it did seem like the Pacers wanted it more, but I understand that. They've been waiting since the end of the season, the unfortunate end of the season for them for that game. So
yeah, but like what? So that's like their championship. I look at it's one game. The Celtics still, in my opinion, hands down, are the best team. It's really,
I love the fact that theoretically they can get back into a game anytime they want to get back into a game. Like that run. That 14-2 run that they had at the end of that game and the regulation was awesome.
Right, like for us as fans, haven't we like got past the point, especially baseball, hockey, and basketball, where it's like, all right, the regular season kind of really means nothing. Just get to the postseason.
But with this team, we were talking about
undefeated.
Yeah, but going on a 22-23 game run or whatever, and I don't think the expectation was that you would lose one in the first five games of the season. So,
well, no, but I think if you now rattle off 10 wins, that loss, this loss we look back on,
doesn't matter.
You know, 3 weeks from now, like, yeah, whatever.
I don't think these players, I don't think Joe Mazzulla looks at this loss and thinks about it for another second.
No.
Like, this is going, they are going to wake up today and forget that ever happened and probably proud of themselves that even though they sucked in the beginning, they were able to kick it up and get it to overtime. They probably regret how they started off this one, but they are not going to give it a second thought.
No, watch.
At some point, did I miss Rick Carlisle sharing a new pronunciation of his name with the broadcasters?
No, is it not Rick Carlisle?
It was Rick Carlisle last night. Over and out, Rick Carlisle.
Carlisle. I mean,
why is everybody from Ushe? Like, what is this new thing?
Bill Belichick calling him Bootay.
Right.
Bootay. It's his last name.
No,
Booty.
It's Booty.
Oh, it's Booty.
He says it's
He clarified
Booty.
It, yeah.
He clarified yesterday that it's Booty.
It's Booty.
It's
he did
Booty.
It when he was coming out of college. He was like, it's Booty. It's not Booty. Yeah. It's nothing else.
Maybe that's the New Orleans draw, Booty.
So, all right. You want to take a break and get to the rest of it?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll get to the rest of They Said It next on a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great one, Sean.
Shout out to the text line for that one.
Okay.
Clearly not his idea.
Right. All Halloween-themed rejoins. On what could be a record breaker weather-wise for Halloween, Curtis, correct?
That idiot Curtis still think global warming isn't real?
But maybe 80 today?
Could be.
Wow. Which is great because no disrespect to my late mom, but if it was cold on Halloween, she would ruin my costume by making me wear a jacket.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
always
worst.
The worst.
And she would say, you can wear the jacket under the costume. It never had the same effect, and it would ruin it.
Yeah. I was Jasmine one year, and I had a cute little two-piece set, and my mom had me put a long-sleeve white T-shirt underneath.
Yeah,
I never forgave her.
It just, like, ruins it.
Yeah.
It absolutely ruins it.
Yeah,
so.
Your moms could definitely ruin Halloween for you.
Should be great weather when you take the kids out later on or when you're out handing the candy out or when you're out drinking in the cul-de-sac with the neighbors tonight.
It's changed over the years, Halloween, though, because there were phases that I remember I went through as a young lad. I feel like when I was like 12 and under, it was really about the trick-or-treat and the candy and that kind of stuff. Then maybe once I hit a teenager, it came to like the throwing the eggs, the meat, the shaving cream,
not all of us were ruffians.
I mean, I felt like, isn't that the transition for all?
That's supposed to happen the night before Halloween.
But it was like, usually once you hit the teenage, 14, 15, 16, you kind of like caused havoc. It wasn't about the trick-or-treating. And then when you got into an adult, it was about the drinking and the parties. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, now
what's what's the official ruling on repetitive visits?
To a house?
Yeah.
So that's a no.
If you're a host and you're handing candy out and you see them on the second visit, I used to be okay with the second visit, but the third or the fourth one.
Second's not even right.
Really?
Yeah. You got to be like.
No, I don't mind that.
Say, where is Waldo? Take a hike.
Yeah.
You've already been here.
Go to some other house.
I also, what do you feel about when, an 18-year-old shows up at your house?
I feel like there's a prank coming when an 18-year-old shows up at the house.
Yeah,
they putting some dog poop on your steps and then
wouldn't you be terrified now that every kid has a GoPro and if you don't give them a candy, it'll be everywhere on social media.
Yeah,
I fully admit I did not dress up today, and there are some that are berating me, probably rightly so.
Rightly, yeah.
These people in the Twitch chat are like, you're the leader of this show. And I was in a pickle.
Oh, you should have dressed up as a pickle. You could have got that.
How would I do that, though? I don't have anything to dress up.
There's a Spirit Halloween, a South Bay.
I didn't have time for that yesterday.
Greg going to South Bay.
There's a costume shop right here down, Soldier's Field, right next to Starbucks.
I didn't have time for it. I thought that perhaps. Mm-hmm. See, the problem is, Courtney knows this, the costume... The couple's costume that we are wearing tonight at Moxie's is a very funny joke at my expense, which I'm delighted about. I like that. I enjoy that.
But I have to say, not a great look to be blaming the better half.
I'm not.
Yeah, that was what you opened with.
No.
Exactly what you did, if we're being honest.
The reveal of that costume was scheduled to occur at a time which was this evening. So I couldn't do the costume, one half of it, on this show, and I can't make a backup. I'm not a costume person. It's just not.
But if you wore the costume today, would we know what it is, or does it have to be with the other person?
No, you would know what it is, but you wouldn't understand maybe the full effect of it if it wasn't with Lindsay.
It has a different meaning with Lindsay. If he was alone, you would know exactly what he was, but Curtis, it would have a different meaning.
Curtis will love the meaning with Lindsay.
Are you going to die?
It's in that vein.
Well, you should always have a backup plan. If you know that you're dressing up on the show, which we always do.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us put in a little bit more effort than others, but we always say we're going to dress up. At least say, all right.
Now, see, look, there's a texter who says Greg is a simp.
Block that number.
Thank you, Ken.
You should be a simp. Lindsay's great.
Greg just does what he's told now.
So she told you don't wear it.
She didn't tell me don't wear it.
Did she refer,
it's a couple's thing that we decided to do a couple's costume.
I know, but then you say, hey,
You're using we in very interesting ways.
Then you say, I got to dress up for the show. I tell everybody to dress up. I'm going to dress up. It looks weird if I don't.
What you should have done is just found a backup. You know, you could have thrown something together in the apartment.
Everything that was in the apartment has been thrown out.
You could have come as a ghost and then worn the ghost tequila hat.
I don't have a sheet.
That's an issue.
It's
not a sheet that I want to cut up anyway. I mean, I guess I could have just thrown the ghost around.
But
would that be more impressive if I came in as half-ass ghost? I don't think so.
Sorry, Greg. Yeah. Halloween really sneaks up on us. Right.
And to be honest, Greg... Yeah. I can't rip your crappy backup plan because my backup plan for you is that moron Curtis.
Well, are you going as the same thing tonight, Wiggy?
Yeah. I mean, it's my Halloween costume.
Wiggy nailed it.
Yeah, it's my Halloween costume.
All of you did a great job.
I mean, you put something together. So Greg could have did it. He just, he was being lazy about it.
I put a lot of effort in this morning.
It's lazy. I just don't. Lindsay she said, why don't you wear pink and we'll buy you a cowboy hat and you can go as the Pink Pony Club.
Oh my God, that would have been so good.
I don't have anything that is salmon. That is,
you have a pink shirt you wore to my wedding.
You wear like the same pink shirt all the time.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Shime.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Are you Ralph Lauren over there? I mean, what do you wear?
Different stuff?
You really don't. You wore that Patriots sweatshirt yesterday for the 12th time in 13
years.
Yeah,
here. I just wear different sweatshirts all the time.
Okay,
but like,
I don't wear the same pink shirt. I have 1,000 shirts.
The pink one comes out a lot.
Okay, maybe I feel like I look good in it.
Yeah, no,
why
I,
is this,
it's not a bad
I'm
thing.
Just saying, I'm just pink saying. Pony you Club, if you had come in with that, it would have been a 10 out of 10.
Okay, I don't have a cowboy hat. Does anybody have a cowboy hat?
Lindsay has a cowboy hat.
You can get those at, I told you, you can get those at any.
I wasn't able to go out yesterday. I had other things that I had to do last
There's literally one 50 yards from where we are right now. There's a Halloween store that has all that
or
stuff.
Or Target probably has them.
But you just come out of the thing. What is this? Right next to the
iParty.
Acura dealership right
Party
over
City.
Yeah, right over there. They brought in and did it over like the Halloween shop.
You Instacart your groceries all the time. You couldn't have just like paid somebody to
order
get you a hat?
Yeah, you could go to Amazon and buy a cowboy hat for cheap money.
Here's a 508 text that says, I don't have Twitch, but is Greg dressed as a cuck? And no, that is wildly inappropriate. I am not. I am really not.
I was wrong.
You work something out as a couple and you decide to have a costume. I think it's
very cute.
With the plan. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, do we have some? We have a couple things left. They said it was.
Yeah. Sure. Let's get back to they said it. Here was Gerard Mayo yesterday. Gave us a bit of an update on my guy Drake May.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about Drake. Drake is in the protocol. He's in the protocol, and he will be a limited participant today in practice. So in saying that, yeah, he will throw the ball at times in practice today, but he will be limited. There are people a lot smarter than me as far as clearing people with concussions, and we'll lean on our medical professionals and also the NFL league policy as far as getting him ready to play. I do have confidence that, you know, as soon as the league says he's ready to play, that he would be able to go out there and operate. And in saying that, I feel very comfortable putting Jacoby in there, as he is a professional and always stays ready, as you could see from the last game. So however that plays out, we'll see. But excited for another opportunity to go out there and continue to get better. And I said, you know, as we continue to progress, you know, as the season goes on, we want to be better as the season goes on and be one of those teams that no one wants to play at the end of the year. And that's our goal.
Did you notice the change in words from Drake May to Jacoby Brissett? He said he'd be confident in Drake if he was able to start. And then when he talked about Jacoby, he goes, I would be comfortable if Jacoby has to start on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean,
Sunday.
I think he's starting. Drake so, May. I mean, I,
it looks so like, right?
That's step three in the phase three, whatever, in the protocol is that you can practice for up to a half an hour or whatever. That's what he did yesterday. So let's say he is miraculously in step four today. And
I would say
step five tomorrow, and then he's ready to go.
And step five is just a cleared by a medical doctor.
Yeah, I would say very simply that Schefter was on with The Afternoon. What a name! That he said that there would be very unlikely that he plays.
Unlikely, Schefter said.
Yeah, he said that just the average time is usually over a week. It's about 8 days after a concussion. Given the player, we can get the cut. But he put some cold water on the optimism that Drake May would start Sunday.
Okay. What else, Shime?
Well, Greg, I'm not sure if you'd be shocked to know this, but Rob Gronkowski knew the individual who tried to assault Mookie Betts at the Yankees game the other night. Here was Gronk on the Up and Adams show explaining his relationship to said man.
That guy right there grabbing Mookie Betts' glove.
Don't tell me you knew
was
him.
My friend in college.
Gronk, stop it right now.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team. And let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs. They were indescribable just how wild
animals?
These guys. Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. And that describes him perfectly, just doing whatever it takes to help his team out. But he's a beauty. He is a beauty.
Okay, hold
on. I just want to say congratulations.
Congratulations!
For shining when your moment came.
Jesus.
are a lot of people who felt like he was doing something to help his baseball team out.
I mean, the Yankees felt that way. If they were ready to let him back in the stadium, they felt like it wasn't a big deal.
I mean, but I mean, where do you stand on? I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday on not to the aggressive extent that he went to, but on like go back to Bartman or whatever, like a guy who is in the stands where he's supposed to be.
Yep.
Trying to grab a ball, and if he gets in the way of the player and he's not, you know, as these guys were trying to do, going in the glove and trying to get the ball out, is that just the way it goes?
Yeah, that's like, part of the game. Like,
I think that's part of the game.
I can't remember if it was Mookie Betts or he was going to, like, snatch a home run and somebody just came across with a glove or something with a hand, and, you know, they're looking like, oh, this is my opportunity, as long as they're not, like, grabbing
touching
the guy.
They're
leaning over to grab the ball, and if they happen to catch it or get in the way, like, that's kind of what Bartman did. He kind of went to grab it, and then I forget who was the third baseman at the time, or maybe the shortstop was trying to get it. But, yeah, that's part of the game. This here was
way different.
Yeah, because generally Curtis brought it up yesterday. Most people, when they see the guy coming, they generally pull back last minute.
Right.
But there was a 30 for 30, I think. Bartman's life was basically ruined.
To go do the slippery slope thing, because I hate that, but I do wonder if more and more fans will see how these guys were treated and be like, well, if I'm in a big game, I'm going to try and rip off Bryce Harper's arm.
Why not? Because I get my 30 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys were at Barstool yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
and why? I mean, we would have loved to have.
Oh, of course. No, I'm not blaming
Barstool. Yeah, but we wouldn't have celebrated them. There's a difference of having them on and being like, you two are morons.
So you don't think they should have been celebrated?
No, because Courtney brought it up. The other guy grab his wrist. And baseball players, you know, if your wrist is bothering you, might have hurt Mookie Betts. I know Mookie was a class act, but you could have really hurt that player.
Yeah.
And that could have been an issue. And what if Mookie Betts jumps up and grabs the guy by the back of the head and yanks him on the field? People are like, you know, Mookie, he's so mean, whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
I would have done that if I was Mookie.
Right. I did. Like, don't celebrate these two jackasses. Be like, you know, yeah, you might joke, but these two, if they were in studio, we'd be like, what the hell are you doing? What if Mookie would have jumped up in the stands and clocked you?
I think the big worry is Curtis is totally right that other idiots are going to see this and be like, wow, they're internet famous right now. They're at Barstool. They're here. They're there. Gronk's talking about them, praising them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do something. That's how social media works.
And
right
they're
now.
Lucky they were in Yankee Stadium and there weren't too many Dodgers fans around, because if there were some Dodgers fans around then, we've seen Dodgers fans, they are absolutely bananas. They would have smoked these two during the game or after the game outside. They would have beat the crap out of them.
And also, it's going to impact, like, if this continues, then it hurts all the fans that want to have close proximity to the field, because the league will say, we can't allow this risk to exist. I'm shocked, Wiggs, you were just there the other night, how in the NBA there's never, I mean, maybe it's the cost. I mean, the seats are exorbitantly priced near the floor, but you are so close.
Right.
Like, you literally could get up and walk, you know, there's nobody in between you and Luke Kornet, you know, if you just got up and walked towards him, and that never happens in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, the security, they're definitely on it. You know, they make sure that they're on top of things.
Our 9 o'clock guest this morning has some experience with us.
Yeah.
So we can ask him about that.
Yeah,
Mike Milbury.
Yep.
Mike Milbury coming up at 9 on a Bruins Thursday. We'll get to the news with Courtney next, finally. And that includes why one vacationing couple in Georgia is in trouble for the location they chose to rekindle their intimacy. These two, Wiggy, they are lawn sexers.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.